Part of that grace is offering mercy to one another, to not only receiving it from God, but to sharing it with our community. I'm wondering how we can hold in prayer both the hard places and the joys that we have experienced this week. If you're on Zoom, we welcome for you to unmute and share from your lives. Otherwise, we welcome you to stand and tell us your name and let us know how we can pray together.
I'm Gloria Horst-Rosenberger, and this morning when I was handing out bulletins, I got a text that a good high school friend of mine died. Ed Miller, his grandfather was Ori Miller, MCC founder. Ed and Twyla for many years with MCC in Nepal and in India. So I asked for prayers for his wife Twyla and their sons Kirk and Penn. I don't know any more than that, but I'm sure it was not a long-term illness, or we would have known. So I just ask for prayers for Twyla.
Lord, have mercy on Twyla and the family. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Jim Rosenberger, I just bring greetings from Carl Keener. I went to visit him yesterday. He's back in the hospital. He had a CAT scan, but he hadn't gotten the results yet. We spent a wonderful hour and a half in deep conversation. It was just a blessing, and I bring his greetings that he shared.
Gladie celebrated her 94th birthday on Friday, so we hold both Gladie and Carl as they are in different spaces. Lord, have mercy. God, in your love, hear our prayer. I see way in the back. Oh.
Hi, Leland Glenna. Some of you probably saw on Facebook, Esther had a rough week with, Wednesday morning. She woke up with a very swollen knee and very painful knee. So after a good bit of, I don't even know what you'd call it, running around to emergency rooms and other doctors, we still don't know what exactly is wrong with it, but she'll need an MRI on it. So I think she would appreciate prayers.
Holding you, Esther, in this time of healing. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Sally Minnick, my mom in Indiana, who has Parkinson's, and for those of you who don't know, is also a widow, is just undergoing a bit of a transition as she's coming to terms with it being time for her to stop driving. And Just prayers for her as she processes a loss of independence and, you know, struggles with that, that we want to help her. But my siblings and I are all in other states.
Yeah, remembering your mom in this difficult transition. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Perhaps I've already shared this on the mailing list. My mom passed away Easter weekend. She lived in North Carolina. It was a coincidence that I was there for the weekend, as well as my my brother Rick. So we were there together at her bedside. She passed peacefully. Just her heart gave slowly out that day. She told the doctors she was not afraid to die. And she passed with grace. And it was a lesson for me in how to be at peace. So it was a good death. And yeah, but she'll certainly be missed.
Hal, we hold you and your brother as you learned to live without your mother, but what a gift of a peaceful death. God, in your love, hear our prayer. And we pause and remember mothers, our biological mothers, but the many women who have cared for us, who have nurtured life in us. Let's pause. For the many mothering people in our lives, God, in your love, hear our prayer. Well, join me in prayer. Mothering God, you who love us with a grace and a humility that invites us to closer relationship with you and with our siblings near and far. We come naming places of loss, of death, of illness. We live in a time of uncertainty, and yet you remind us that now is the time to trust in the good news. May we trust in you, O God, trust in your ever-abiding presence, trust in your unfailing love, and may we carry that forward. May we live lives of witness and love that carry on that message. May it endure in us and through us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.